Hey everyone, and welcome back to Random Thoughts from A, a podcast where we talk honestly about being human. I'm Alex, and today I want to speak to something that we all go through in one way or another. Hard times. The seasons when everything feels heavy, when you're overwhelmed, tired, maybe even numb. And in the middle of all that, people will say, just stay positive. But what does that even mean when life really genuinely hurts? Right, so the problem with just being positive. Now, I want to start by saying something that might surprise you. Staying positive doesn't mean pretending everything is fine. That kind of false optimism can actually make things worse. It makes you feel guilty for feeling sad or ashamed for not handling better. But guess what? You're allowed to have bad days. You're allowed to not have it all together. You're human. So let's stop chasing that kind of positivity that all about smiling through the pain, and instead talk about the good that's grounded in honesty, resilience, and choice. Accepting reality without giving up. The first step to staying positive in hard times is actually counterintuitive. So let's stop trying to feel better right away. Instead, give yourself permission to just be where you are. Sad, angry, tired, confused, whatever it is. Name it, sit with it, feel it fully, because what you resist will only linger longer. But here's the key. Feeling what you feel doesn't mean you stay stuck. You acknowledge the pain and you gently remind yourself, this is where I am, but it's not where I'll always be. That right there is real hope. So the next part is anchors in the storm. So, okay, what does this mean? Stay positive genuinely when life gets hard. It means finding little anchors that keep you steady when everything else feels like it's falling apart. Here are a few. Gratitude. Done right, obviously. Not the fake, I should be grateful kind, but small, specific thank yous. A cup of tea. A friend who checks in. A breath that comes a little easier than the last one. Self-talk with compassion. If you wouldn't say it to a friend, don't say it to yourself. Replace I'm failing with I'm trying. Replace I can't do this with I don't have to do it all at once. Doing one small thing. When everything feels too big, shrink the moment. Drink water. Open a window. Reply to one text. Action helps your brain feel less helpless. Letting people in. You don't have to explain everything to everyone, but even just saying, hey, I'm having a rough time, to someone you trust can be a real lifeline. You don't have to be happy to have hope. That's the next topic. Here's the thing I want to leave you with today. Staying positive in hard times isn't about being happy. It's about holding on to the idea that eventually things will change. You can change. Pain doesn't erase your future. It just makes you more human. Sometimes the most powerful kind of positivity is quiet. It's not a smile or an Instagram quote. It's getting out of bed when you don't want to. It's breathing through one more hour. It's choosing to believe that even now, even in this, you're still growing. And you are. Thanks for spending time with me on Random Thoughts from A. If you're going through something right now, know this, you are not alone, and you don't have to be fake being okay. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone that might need to hear it too. And if you like it, you can also send me a message, and I'd love to hear your story. Or just listen. Anyways, until next time, take care of yourself, be gentle with your heart, and remember, there's no shame in the struggle. There is strength in facing it.